Blog Talk Radio.
LaSalle Street in Chicago is like the Wall Street of Chicago. A lot of schools, especially Catholic schools, are named De La Salle. Robert De La Salle, the French explorer, was born on this date. And, of course, he explored the Mississippi River and down in from Canada, or almost Quebec, into the United States, or what was the English colonies. Also, a Canadian explorer was born today. The guy named David Thompson, who explored the Columbia River, which is in the west. It's a mighty river. And, of course, you give Canadians credit. They're overlooked quite often. They've made quite a few contributions. If you like operetta, Franz Lehár, The Merry Widow, he was born today, Austrian. A German who was one of the dirtiest criminals in world history, Joachim von Ribbentrop, champagne salesman whom Hitler made foreign secretary. He was in the dock at Nuremberg, and he hung. And I don't think he gave him any champagne as his last meal. In fact, I don't even know if they gave these guys a choice of last meal, the ones who were hanged as war criminals at Nuremberg. And Queen Juliana was born today. She was a Dutch queen. The Dutch have had queens for over 100 years. Wilhelmina, Juliana, and now Beatrix, who has four sons. So when she dies, one of the sons, if they're still alive, will succeed to the, they're known as the House of Nassau, and they have to be Protestant. Interestingly, Juliana fled Holland to fight, to carry the fight in World War II, to encourage the Dutch from England to fight the Nazis, and she fled with her mother, who was Queen Wilhelmina. After the war, Queen Wilhelmina abdicated. Also on this date, which was the birthday of Juliana, she abdicated in favor of her daughter Beatrix. Eve Arden was born today, and she was born in Mill Valley, California. It's unusual. Nobody knows who's born in Mill Valley, which is in marvelous Marin. One of the great choral conductors in American music history, Robert Shaw, was born today. He conducted the chorus in many Arturo Toscanini recordings and performances, such as the Beethoven Ninth. In fact, we may play clip because I can't find Dr. Broderick's interview on pet food, which will come up. Also today, another musician, Willie Nelson, the outlaw, born today, and the King of Sweden, back to those Scandinavians, he was born today, Carl the 16th. Now, this line descends from Jane Bernadotte, who was one of Napoleon's field marshals, and he got disgusted with Napoleon, and there was an opening for a male to take over the throne in Sweden, so he had to become a Lutheran, and so that's where you see the name Bernadotte. Carl Gustav, the king, current king, made a big mistake. Apparently, he's not an incandescent intellect. Nice guy, probably, but anyway, he wanted a son, but couldn't have one, or didn't have one at the time. He had a daughter, so he had the Swedish Parliament change the succession rule, so the firstborn becomes the heir apparent, and so he had a daughter. Then he has a son, so I don't know how the son feels about being number two or being shut out of what he may consider his heirdom, as it were. Carl Gustav allegedly, when he was here in the United States, allegedly a major American city's police department were looking around for clean women for him. That's all I'll say on this. It's an allegation which came from a very reputable media source who has worked a long time in that city. But this scandal, so-called, about the Secret Service, this has gone on for a long time, that to keep foreign visitors happy, that their proclivities are attended to. For instance, when Big Bong, Sukarno of Indonesia, he liked a lot of young women. When he traveled, I understand from other sources that he was provided, his tastes were accommodated where he went. The court talked about good foreign relations and cementing relations. Among the deaths today, I didn't know that John Adams named one of his sons George Washington Adams. This man died today in, I think, New York. And talk about a political animal. Alvin Barkley, who was Speaker of the House and who became Vice President in the Harry Truman administration, he is known for one statement, that the vice presidency isn't worth a bucket of warm spit. Okay, and then one of the great ballet teachers and dancers himself, I think he's Russian, or was. He was gay. He was part of that Nijinsky, Jerome Robbins crowd, all of that. George Balanchine died today. Muddy Waters died today. And the British Field Marshal, Air Marshal they were called, who said that Germany should be bombed to their knees or bombed back into the Stone Age. He was known as Arthur Bomber Harris. He did not get a peerage after World War II like a lot of the other generals, like Alexander, Montgomery. Tedder died, I think, or Ramsay died, but a lot of the British field marshals and generals got peerages and or were knights. Arthur Harris, I think he was knighted, but he didn't get a peerage. Very gruff fellow. Great tenor. He died at a young age. James McCracken died at 61. He's very fond, great opera singer. One of his best recordings was that of Otello, or Othello, by Verdi. And if you have hemorrhoids, this guy who invented it died today. George Sperti, Sperte. So every time you want to insert that suppository, think of George Sperti. Among the events today, Constantine is known as the Roman emperor who converted to Christianity through the work and prayers of his mother, Saint Monica. But it was a Roman emperor, Galerius, who ruled or decreed that Christianity would be recognized throughout the Roman Empire. This was in 311 AD. Now, another religious event, the first French Huguenots arrived in the U.S. in 1562. Now, today, the DuPonts of Delaware, they are descendants of one of the DuPonts in France who was a chemist. And they started out making munitions powder for in the colonies and during the Revolutionary War, and later became DuPont de Nemours and was part of General Motors. And the Justice Department for about at least a decade fought in federal court to try to disvest or force General Motors to disvest itself from the DuPont company. They also invented Teflon and a lot of rayon, I think they invented, silk stockings, that was used in silk stockings, and many other chemical products. And one of their governors, Pierre DuPont, was governor of Delaware, which is known as the corporation state. And, of course, in 1812, Louisiana became the 18th state, only to secede in the Civil War in 1861. And in 1861, Lincoln ordered the federal troops to evacuate Indian Territory because he needed them to fight General Lee and Jeff Davis. And those of you who like music, especially the Boston Pops in 1885, they were formed today on that date. And in 1900, the United States annexed Hawaii, and of course we got Pearl Harbor out of that deal. And the next time you order ice cream and put it on a cone, or have it put on a cone, the ice cream cone was invented today, or made its debut. And on this date, General MacArthur married Jean Faircloth, who had a mistress that he kept in a bathrobe in the penthouse of the Manila Hotel when MacArthur was Generalissimo in the Philippines prior to World War II. Then he married Jean Faircloth, and she was much younger than him, and they had one son who changed his name, and he may be gay, that's what I hear, and or if he's still living, and he also became a piano player. And so these are the events today. Now, if you are, this was on KPFA yesterday, and I happened to catch it. And people who are concerned about we are what we eat, this mad cow prion, we haven't gotten all the updates because they now say that this prion occurs in maybe one case in every 9,000 cows. Also, they don't know if these prions, which are indestructible, are transmitted to other food animals like chickens or to dairy cows. So something to be aware of. Also, we have a major pet food, dog food scandal, which I understand is about to be, a lot of this stuff is about to be recalled, and it's by the Diamond Corporation in I think, South Carolina. They do private labeling, like for Costco, for several of the others, so-called premium natural dog food, but some of the dogs have been getting sick, which use that product, and Diamond had this problem before, so we don't know if any of this contaminated cow dog material is being put in dog food. Now, I had an interview with Dr. Broderick, who was one of the he's an animal veterinary nutritionist, and he also likes polo ponies. And we talked about what's really in pet food, and you ought to be aware that when a chicken has a tumor on it or any kind of disease, what happens is they cut up the chicken and they throw the tumor in a can, a barrel for pet food. This is that cheap pet food that you get in cans and all that. And when you see digest, we really don't know what's in that, what that is. That could be feathers, it could be feed, it could be nails, it could be from diseased animals. And one of the reasons that we have these problems with animals, food animals, is that they've been feeding them feces from other animals like chicken, urine, sperm from other animals, blood. It's enough to make you become a vegetarian if a lot of this is true. Now, we had a little problem with this putting it up today, but among the least published publicized violations of military personnel are military personnel who are accused by local civilian authority and also foreign authorities of violating laws and committing crimes. We have a military woman officer, U.S. Air Force. My name is Heidi Edcock, and she was busted for cocaine, either trafficking or she was involved in illegal drugs up at Travis Air Force Base near Sacramento. Now, Travis is famous because during World War, during the Vietnam War, there was like a plane every couple of minutes coming in, and in the body bags on some of these air cargo planes, military, I think it's MAPS it's called, were drugs. And those of you who've seen American Gangster, that's a very accurate depiction of how drugs were brought into the United States from Vietnam and from Southeast Asia. Now, I know personally one drug dealer who was a neighbor of mine when I lived in the Haight-Ashbury, and he would go up to Sacramento, Travis, and get his drugs. And I will relate the story of how he was unmasked, as it were, as a drug dealer. It was something very unusual, and he had to vacate the apartment, and he disappeared. But he was bringing drugs into the Haight-Ashbury, and he was going up to Travis to get them, and we believe that he had a military contact. We don't know who that contact was, but when we lived in the Haight in 1968, 1969, that time, Clyde was one of the local drug dealers who had these military connections. But these drugs were coming in through body bags, and if you saw the movie American Gangster, that movie is very accurate when it depicts the drug smuggling using a U.S. Army Master Sergeant. I think his name was Leslie Ike Atkinson. He was a sergeant major, and he blew his career. I think he's serving 44 years in the federal penitentiary. So we'll be back Wednesday, and I hope to find that interview. It's very interesting. Also, we'll put up on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site some information on pet foods, and you can go there. We will put up Heidi Adcock. Excuse me, I still have this cold. We'll put up her video. We had a little problem with it, but it'll be up later today or tomorrow, and there'll be other videos on pet food, and we'll keep you updated on this dog food recall. So when you see, if you're using private label dog food, like Costco, you may want to avoid that, and if you have some of that, you can return it to Costco, because we had some. Also, cat food may be involved, so we have a cat. So this is another problem. 2 years ago, we had the melanin problem from pet food that was brought in from China. And that company was Pedigreed, which is owned by the Mars Candy Company, which also makes Starkist tuna, or I shouldn't say make, but cans that tuna. So not only are we what we eat, but also our animals. And we don't want our animals getting sick and dying with big veterinary bills. It's very expensive for veterinary bills for a doctor. You may want to consider veterinary pet insurance. And I did some interviews on the early companies that were selling the product, VPI, which is a Southern California company. So we will get into that. But I guess it's the allergies. So just before we quit early today, let's see what we have here. We're gonna find an interview because it's very important. So we'll end with our usual politics and poker. You'll excuse my cold.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I'll suppose we should make Jack Riley the god.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack T or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'm cold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fudyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Play for a pot, that's mediocre. Politics and poker, rubbing neck and neck. It's politics, seems more predictable. That's because usually you can stack the deck.
Folks, we're going to end a few minutes early today. My throat is going, so we'll be back Wednesday. I hope I have my voice back. Good night. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site for updates on videos that you won't see anyplace else, all kinds of material that's not covered in either the mainstream or the underground alternative press.